American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Ryan Ralph, the man suspected of trying to assassinate former President Donald Trump at his golf club in West Palm Beach yesterday, has been charged. Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rose says the only gunfire that occurred came from a Secret Service agent.
As former President Trump was moving through the fifth fairway across the course and out of sight of the sixth green, the agent, who was visually sweeping the area of the sixth green, saw the subject armed with what he perceived to be a rifle and immediately discharged his firearm.
The suspect appeared in court today and has been federally charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and possession and receipt of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. His previous convictions were in North Carolina, and they were for possession of a firearm of mass destruction and possession of stolen goods. The FBI is investigating his social media presence and political activities. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green gave his thoughts to Fox on the assassination attempt.
They just say all these hateful things about the man, and you can't be surprised when stuff like this happens. So I'm very frustrated with that.
Fox reports Ralph camped under the cover of darkness for 12 hours, according to court documents. Prosecutors said his phone records placed him in the vicinity by 2 a.m. Sunday morning.
You got to let me know. Should I go?
Will the TikTok app get to stay or have to go? Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Congress passed a law earlier this year requiring TikTok to find a new owner rather than the Chinese-based ByteDance or be banned. TikTok said that violates their First Amendment rights and those of their users. The Biden administration said the law doesn't target speech, but rather national security concerns. One of the judges on the panel, Sri Srinivasan, said TikTok's logic indicates the government couldn't ban an app, for example, whose company is based in a country the U.S. is hypothetically at war with. But when the federal prosecutors were up, the same judge indicated taking away content Americans choose to see makes this a serious First Amendment issue. American intelligence officials have expressed concern with TikTok's algorithm, but also the data collected that the Chinese government could have access to.
The lead engineer for an experimental submersible that imploded en route to the wreck of the Titanic says he felt pressured to get the vessel ready to dive and refused to pilot it for a journey several years earlier. Tony Neeson is the former engineering director for OceanGate, the company that owned the Titan submersible, and he was the first witness at a Coast Guard hearing in South Carolina today. The Titan imploded on June 18, 2023, killing all five on board, including a co-founder of OceanGate. Nebraska pro-lifers are stepping up their efforts between now and Election Day. Here's AFN's Chris Woodward.
The state Supreme Court ruled Friday that competing measures that would expand or limit abortion rights can appear on the November ballot. An organizer for the measure to expand abortion rights called the ruling a victory for all Nebraskans, but pro-lifers do not see it that way. Here's attorney Matt Heffron of Thomas More Society.
The next step here in Nebraska is to get everyone mobilized. That means all hands on deck. Nobody remains on the sideline. Nebraska is an overwhelmingly pro-life state. This would be catastrophic if suddenly they had one of the most radical abortion laws in their constitution, one of the most radical in the nation. And so we are already talking about how do we get people out on the streets. It's going to take a full-out effort by everybody.
Thomas More Society represented pro-life interests in this case. There is no way to appeal the state Supreme Court ruling.
What it's going to cause is unregulated late-term abortions to come to Nebraska. So respectfully, but absolutely disagree with what the Supreme Court came down with.
I'm Chris Woodward.
Axios reports the Scientific American magazine announced today that it was endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris in the 2024 race, citing her plans to improve the nation's healthcare system, fight climate change, and support reproductive rights. This is only the second time in the magazine's 179-year history that it has made an endorsement in a presidential race. The publication's editors wrote in an op-ed, "The magazine made its first ever endorsement of President Joe Biden in 2020. I'm Robert Thornton.